Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 1 of Genesis chapter 22. Now it came about after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, "Abraham," and he said, "Here I am." Then he said, "Take now your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you." So Abraham got up early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and his son Isaac. And he split wood for the burnt offering and set out and went to the place of which God had told him. On the third day, Abraham raised his eyes and saw the place from a distance. Then Abraham said to his young men, "Stay here with the donkey, and I and the boy will go over there, and we will worship and return to you." And Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and laid it on his son Isaac, and he took in his hand the fire and the knife. So the two of them walked on together. Isaac spoke to his father Abraham and said, "My father." And he said, "Here I am, my son." And he said, "Look, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Abraham said, "God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." So the two of them walked on together. Then they came to the place of which God had told him. And Abraham built the altar there and arranged the wood and bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood.
In yesterday's devotion, we discussed the three stages of faith. Let's take a look at Abraham's story to see what those stages looked like in his life. Little faith. When God told Abraham he would have a child in his old age, Abraham not only doubted, but Scripture says he laughed, as did his wife Sarah, who was eavesdropping outside the tent. They believed their age would be an obstacle, but God knew it was an opportunity for his miraculous power to shine through. Great faith. Genesis 21:1 says, "The Lord did for Sarah as he had promised." When Abraham and Sarah held their promised baby, their faith in God deepened. And perfect faith. Seeing that God kept his promises time and again, Abraham trusted him even, as today's scripture passage shows, when instructed to sacrifice his precious son. Abraham's faith was so strong, in fact, that he told his servants to wait for him and Isaac to return after they worshiped God. How has the Lord been faithful in your life? Try compiling a written or mental list of the times he's kept his promises to you. Remembering his past faithfulness helps us trust him in the future.